In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. The CEO of Envision Capital has said that India is in a Goldilocks situation with strong GDP data for quarter four financial year 23. The Indian economy grew 6.1% in fourth quarter of financial year 23, that took the growth rate to 7.2%, up to rupees 1.60.06 lakh crore. Adding to that, Shah mentioned that October would be a good time to expect RBI to start cutting rates, which were unchanged at 6.5% earlier on February. He also reiterated that India needs to be mindful of the US Fed's decisions on interest rates. If the Fed's stance is not tending towards an accelerated hike, India will be safe. Auto components, travel and hospitality are Shah's top picks, which expected to do well in continuation. Up next, the Wadia Group is seeking funds to restart GoFirst and has approved lenders to borrow up to Rs. 225 crore. Given the matter is initiated under the NCLT, banks are willing to fund the airline only under the NCLT framework, a refreshing pace that contradicts the earlier decision of many banks who had decided not to lend funds to GoFirst before complete resolution of the matter. This change comes in after the airline took up loans to pay employees, oil marketing companies and airports to restart their operations. Moving forward, we have prices of commercial LPG cylinders being revised by state-run oil marketing companies. But the prices of domestic cooking gas remain unchanged. While the prices of the 14.2 kg cylinder remains the same, the LPG cylinder weighing 19 kgs has reduced to Rs. 1,773, which was otherwise priced at Rs. 1,856 in May. After today's reduction, the 19 kg commercial gas cylinder will be priced at Rs. 1,773 in Delhi, Rs. 1,875 in Kolkata and at Rs. 1,725 in Mumbai. Next on the list, we have Electra Greentech witnessing a hike in its stocks right after a massive order of electric buses. Their stock hit a fresh 52-week high of Rs. 786 on the National Stock Exchange. The electric bus manufacturer also posted a 52% year-on-year rise in its net profit to Rs. 27.01 crore, a heavy hike when compared to their previous year's net profit of Rs. 17.77 crore. Lastly, Tata Consultancy CEO K. Krithivasan, who took charge of India's largest IT services on June 1, communicated with his employees via mail, thus laying out a goal for the company's future. He said the TCS will continue to invest in key areas such as cloud, cybersecurity, 5G, IoT, generative AI, and many more with unrelenting focus on customer relationships and impeccable delivery. Krithivasan has been with TCS for 33 years now. Before his elevation, he was the global head of the company's vertical, which accounts for 35 to 40% of the company's revenue. He was also responsible for a portfolio of $11 billion in the BSFI vertical, stated a Kotak note. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.